Hello, and welcome to this podcast. I'm Laura Stepanek, editor of SDM Magazine. Today we're talking with Tom Burns, general manager of physical security at Ingram Micro's worldwide headquarters in Santa Ana, California. We're discussing trends in security distribution, as well as a glimpse into some of the ways they are helping their customers be more competitive in emerging technology disciplines. Welcome, Tom.
Thank you for having me, Laura.
Tom, Ingram Micro has historically been an IT distributor. So why get involved with security?
So it's true, Ingram is the largest IT distributor, but we distribute a wide variety of technologies. We've got dedicated business units focused on other adjacent markets like mobility, cloud, data capture point of sale, and yes, physical security. So matter of fact, we partnered with Axis Communications in the late 90s before they even launched an IP camera. So, you know, we've been selling IP surveillance products for years, but we only launched our market strategy recently. With our core expertise and relationships, you know, being in IT, we have a lot of advantages to offer our partners who already understand or want to learn more about network-based, you know, security products and services. And some of those services are like free pre-sales technical support or, you know, access to our solution centers. Ingram Micro has an entire portfolio of specialty businesses that can help our customers expand their offering and help them with win new customers as well as sell more into their existing customer base. Ingram is certainly multifaceted as a large organization, which sometimes makes it kind of hard to describe. You know, all the things we can do for our customers is such a broad spectrum, so I like to say whatever it is that our customers do, we can help them do more.
Thanks. And Tom, what experience does Ingram Micro bring to the security market?
Well, personally, I've been in the distribution channel for 20 plus years, with most of those involved in the technology industry. I've spent the last 10 years doing mergers and acquisitions along with strategic initiatives. And in that time, we've spent hundreds of millions of dollars buying companies and launching specialty businesses. I mean, I've studied hundreds of companies, business models, evaluated how they worked, what made them different, and ultimately what made them successful or unsuccessful. And there were a lot of lessons learned during that time. And that work helped to sharpen my focus for strategy. And hiring the right people, forming the right team is absolutely crucial. But ultimately, the best strategy is one that makes your partners better having done business with you.
What proactive measures is Ingram Micro taking to help its customers compete effectively in the rapidly expanding world of network-based products and services?
That's a great question, Laura. I think everybody realizes that Ingram Micro is an IT distributor, so network-based products, services, and solutions are really our core competency. Helping our customers compete effectively is what we do on a daily basis. When it comes to, you know, the traditional security integrator who may not feel comfortable with that technology, we realize that they may need specialized support. So again, having our world-class technical support, our solution centers, as well as some programs that we're launching for training, you know, these are all tremendous advantages for our customers and really going to help them against their competition.
And what new manufacturers or product lines has Ingram Micro taken on recently?
I've been very pleased with the way that the vendor community has embraced Ingram Micro. So we recently signed, you know, premier vendors like Ingersoll Rand, Exact, as well as cutting new technologies like Next Level. And we've got a number of exciting partners coming on board in the near future. And so, you know, keep an eye out for those announcements because they're coming soon.
All right, we will. Can you tell us about any new programs or services you expect to roll out in the coming months?
Absolutely. And we have many new exciting programs rolling out, not only currently, but also for 2012. One of the first ones I'm really excited about is called Security Works, which is a technical, hands-on lab training held in our local offices across the country. These trainings are a risk-free way for our resellers to learn how to configure these products, learn the solution, receive vendor certification, and they even get to keep the technology. So that's going to help them feel more comfortable and gain that tacit experience that they need to sell these solutions. Also in 2012, we're going to be launching our vertical market event where will not only break down opportunities within security, but will also introduce other technologies and solutions that are commonly used in those verticals. For example, education is a tremendous market for us, but there's other technologies that go into education as well, whether it be point of sale, whether it be digital signage or mobility. We have specialized businesses focused in those areas, and so our vertical events will specifically address all those technologies. So again, expanding the portfolio for our customers. And finally, we'll be formally launching an IP training program that will include, you know, networking fundamentals and expand up through higher certification equivalents like the CCNA. The goal of this program is not to train, you know, the traditional security integrator on IP surveillance or IP access control, but really it's there to transform them into true IP savvy organizations so that they can now take advantage of all the other solutions that are based on the IP platform. And once an organization actually becomes competent in those areas, again, just to kind of reemphasize, there's a number of those different solutions, like cloud, like DCPOS, and like digital signage.
Well, you certainly have a lot going on. In terms of what you're hearing from your customers, how are security dealers and integrators faring in 2011? And what are their expectations for sales next year?
So, Laura, primarily we've heard positive statements about 2011, despite, you know, the recent bout of volatility in the stock market. Our customers, you know, continue to be positive. And even though we've seen some slowdown in the federal space, but it's not really impacted our customers specifically or significantly. As far as 2012, we remain cautiously optimistic that businesses have to continue to be vigilant about their security concerns, and the CapEx spending appears to be continuing despite perhaps people not hiring, you know, new folks. So, you know, the other side of that, though, is that projects are likely to come under more scrutiny, and so all our customers are going to be challenged to design smarter solutions.
Well, thank you for your time today, Tom.
Thank you for having me, and Laura, thank you for this opportunity to speak to you and, of course, your clientele.
And to our listeners, thank you for tuning into this podcast.